This is episode number 2468 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, sometimes you can just party too hard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. One contestant on The Price is Right named Henry, he was playing a game with host Drew Carey in which he needed to guess the digits in the total price for a trip to Hawaii in order to win that trip.
Ooh.
Well, Henry proved to be a fairly impressive guesser.
Okay.
Nailing the total early on and thus, I think it was his first time.
Wow.
First try.
Wow.
Thus eliciting a bout of celebratory jumping and fist pumping.
Jumping and fist pumping.
And as it turns out, he celebrated so hard that he fully dislocated his shoulder.
He what?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, true.
Did he like yell? Like, I mean, because that's painful.
Yeah.
I think it's more painful to get it put back in the socket, but it's painful. Yeah.
Well, there was a video on Instagram,
yeah,
and the caption was, he won a trip to Hawaii and the ER. So, no, fans found out about Drew Carey. He explained all this,
yeah,
the injury, when it came time for Henry to spin the wheel for the showcase showdown.
Okay, all right.
And so Henry's wife, Alice, came up.
Oh, is that in the rules? You can do that? I didn't know. Well, I guess.
Well, because he wasn't able to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
And so his wife had to do it.
Been put in a sling, I guess, maybe.
And she did good, too. She wound up spinning an impressive 95 on the big wheel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
These guys are, their Price is Right, you know. There's some Price is Right junkies out there.
Yeah.
They get it. And I've met a few people who, you know, they come to town and they go, hey, we got to take us to go to the Price is Right. And it's like, did you get on? Well, no. You know, because they fill the whole studio with an audience and that's where they pick the people,
right,
from to play. But, you know, it's like being in jury duty for the day. Either you're going to get picked for a jury or you're not. And then you're going to go home sad and empty handed. But,
yeah.
But you got to have the fun and the joy of playing
the
along
joy.
In your seat. So, yeah, I mean, I've never gone, you know, I'm trying to think if I've ever gone to, no, I don't think I've gone to a game show. Game shows intrigued me when I was younger because it was like, how do they do that? How do they change the letters on Wheel of Fortune? How do they do the concentration or Jeopardy before we had video monitors,
right,
for the stuff? There was somebody behind the board that opened up a slot and dropped in a card. That's how they did that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, go look on the internet. Look for old TV archives. That would be fun. That would be fun for us to go to a game show just to be in the audience and see how it's done.
Actually, it kind of would.
I should do that.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, we've been to tapings. We've been to talk shows and all that. Let's do a game show. Why not?
Why
that's
not?
All that's left. Let's go before they get Pat Sajak. Usher him out of the building.
Well,
over at Sony Studios.
Do you want to go see it with Pat Sajak, or do you want to wait for Ryan Seacrest?
Nah,
to be the host?
Well, there's that.
Moore is taking a break from social media this summer.
Now you realize this is a Drew Part Two today. This is twice the Drew in the Who Cares. First Drew Carey, now Drew Barrymore. I mean, is that a coincidence, Morgan? Or were you thinking?
You know what? This is almost like a Wheel of Fortune puzzle.
Before and after, right?
Yes.
The Price is Right, Drew Barrymore. See? Dun, dun, dun.
Anywho, she says, I want to thank everyone for making this feed such a loving place. She wrote to her fans on Instagram on Tuesday.
I absolutely love her.
I follow her
on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love Drew.
A safe space, like on the show. It's just very humorous and kind. My two favorite things in this life.
Wow. I mean, for her to say that about a social media account, I think is really, it reflects on her. You know, she's just a wonderful person. I've never heard anybody say she's, you know, not.
No, she's well-liked.
Yeah. And, you know, that she has that kind of respect for her social media audience, I think that's fantastic.
In her post, Drew added that she used to take social media breaks all the time and it's so healthy for the soul.
Well, yeah, I can agree with that. Okay. Sometimes you need to take longer breaks than others. But, you know, I don't think she's ever cleared out her social media accounts like everybody else does. You know how somebody will just go like, all right, I'm done. I'm going to delete my account.
No, they start over again. No, but she can't do that.
Well, I could. We couldn't do that. We'd have no friends ever.
Like me.
Right. But I mean fake friends, you know, social media friends. Sorry.
So with her time away from the screen, she said, I'm going to go on some adventures, see what I can find. No matter what I discover and stumble upon in this world, I do love sharing it.
She does.
She does. She shares everything.
Yeah, she's great.
But it's like, if you have time to go on adventures and stuff by not using the screen, how much time are you spending on the screen?
Well, when you're a celebrity, and I would think in,
that
her,
is true. That's
in
true.
Her case, she's obviously got people.
Yeah.
And her people probably take care of her social media for her, unless she's doing a personal thing where she's, you know, kind of jumping in there and saying, okay, I can say this, whatever. But
I think she does. She does do some of it. She really
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I bet it's tough for her to respond to everybody or follow everybody. But of course, yeah, she does.
Otherwise, she would do nothing but be on it.
Well, we have issues with that here. I mean, we spend way too much time on social media, but it's really the only way we can communicate. And we're in the communication business.
That's
it's called
true.
The radio. Bye.
So she did post a carousel of memes, including one of her as a child in an oversized chair, as well as the now infamous David Bowie interview in 1999 when he called the internet then both exhilarating and terrifying.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a really creepy video that he actually called it. He totally called it in 1999. Yeah. It's like, ooh, we didn't really know that much about the internet in 1999 other than CompuServe and AOL. And here's, you know, David Bowie telling us just how much we should be careful. 30 years later.
Visionary.
He was a visionary. He was a creative visionary anyway. So.
She'll be back in the fall with season 4.
Season 4? Sure.
Yeah.
Has it? Wow. Our little Drew's on season 4.
Our little Drew is on season 4.
Congratulations,
it's
Drew Barrymore.
It's been that long.
She's got a great show, by the way.
If I was going to say one thing about her show, I wish she would stop flipping her flipping hair. Leave it alone.
It's a nervous thing.
Just don't touch it.
I get it. It's just a nervous thing.
Step away. Put it in a ponytail.
Okay.
Twirl it. I don't care. Eat it.
With our apologies to Drew Barrymore's hairstylist and Halle Berry, more Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.